Intro.
The intro music slowly starts.
I used to do drugs.
Oh yeah, we have a show.
And I still do. Yeah, we have a show. But I used to too. It's just random nonsense babbling.
Your mother.
Welcome to the Relative Rewind Podcast.
Is a good one. So we'll stick with that. And it actually, I did look it up on Instagram and Facebook.
All right,
it is not taken.
Gotta
so we
park
that
Insta address.
Alrighty. So what? Oh yeah, like that's all gonna be around in another 3 or 4 months. So what this is a recap or rewatch, first watch, whatever, of Dragon Ball Super, coming from two Dragon Ball Z childhood fans. And with that being said, how would you like to apply that, like being raised on Dragon Ball Z, to what Dragon Ball Z has become in Super from your experience in the first couple episodes?
I have to say it's hard to compare my memory of growing up watching Dragon Ball Z as a teenager, because it was always on Toonami after school or like in the evenings. So I was in late middle school or early high school when I think the Fusion Saga through, like, the... It was the Babidi Saga, then the, like, World Tournament one, and then all the Majin Buu stuff. So they were burning through those episodes at that time. So it was, like, right at the tail end of it, finally, like, airing, like, the 300th-ish episode in the stateside. So I was like super into it then, but having been like almost a, like pretty much a decade and a half since then, I mean, I have the entirety of Dragon Ball Z like non-Kai version on like home video. But I haven't like revisited it in quite a long time. So seeing them pick up so soon afterwards, I would have expected them to like pick up with Goku at least like, I don't know, like 10 or 15 years later. But instead, this feels like it takes place like not even like a year after they defeat Majin Buu.
Actually, it's funny, I got that in my notes right here. It takes place what looks like 7 months after the defeation of, or is that a word? Defeation? The defeat of Majin Buu 7 months later. But yeah, to comment on the history and childhood of Dragon Ball Z, I was a little bit earlier than you. In middle school, it was more the Saiyan Saga and then Frieza Saga. And yeah, I was always rushing home at 3:30 to catch it on Toonami to see how is Goku gonna get past Frieza in his final form when Goku's like not that good. But now it's just like, what transformation is it? What color are we doing? But yeah, this does take place 7 months after Dragon Ball Z, so that's kind of short. Like,
yeah, even
it's not even enough time for tension to
that
build, in my opinion.
Abortion that was Dragon Ball GT. Didn't that even take place further into the future than DBZ Super?
I believe that was like, that was more of the future of future Trunks, and it just sucked dick. I'm sorry to say, but it was too extreme for even a GT series. It was, I can't do it. I've tried watching 3 episodes.
Yeah,
because
like Vegeta's old, like an oldo at that point, and he has like a teenage daughter. Is that, am I remembering that correctly? I only watched like the first few episodes of that, but it was real bad.
It's intolerable. You got to remember, this is like one of those things that's like kind of the one hit wonders of the 80s, where late 80s, they're trying the best they can to keep an audience. So let's throw it 40 years in the future, and it's like, no, you failed horribly, even in the mid-90s. Failed horribly.
I have Dragon Ball fandom pulled up. It says that the Funimation dub places GT 10 years after the end of Dragon Ball Z. but the various dubs and various guides to be 5 years. So it's 5 to 10 years after, but not 7 months. Oh, I know. I'm saying GT is farther in the future.
Only 7 months. But even still, it's like, how do you go like 7 months? And I'm gonna make a rough estimation and say Dragon Ball Super lasts about 2 years. Okay. Now you're saying this is 5 years. So let's say 2 years after Dragon Ball Super, that's still super quick. And they're going like super ape mode. It's too far fetched for me. It's just
believing that they could go ape mode so soon after DBZ. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. I just don't agree with that. Like, that's too far fetched. I mean, I'd rather watch Goku go through the Super Saiyan transformations of the rainbow than watch just a great golden ape come out. You know what I mean?
Because I remember, if anything, I think watching Dragon Ball Z as like a teenager or a child, because I think I was like 9 or 10 when the Android Saga was airing on Toonami, and that was sort of like when I was like, wow, this is really fucking cool. But it taught you patience, because like, you're always like, all right, it always takes like 2 to 3 episodes for like things to get good or a fight to happen. Because I remember watching the reruns of the Frieza Saga, which you mentioned being formative for you, and that spirit bomb, I was like, when is he going to like throw the spirit bomb at this guy? How long is it going to take? And it takes, I don't remember, like at least 10 episodes, 10, 20-minute episodes for him to be like, it's almost there. I'm almost getting there. I'm like, Goku, come on, just do it already.
Now, imagine that in the comic book adaptation, because this is all from graphic novels. Would you want to buy, like, 5 issues of the same thing where it's just, like, still generating?
I haven't read the manga, but as I understand the anime stretches out the time so that they can get more content until the next manga comes out. Isn't that what they were doing? Like, why DBZ had so many filler seasons? Like with them learning to drive, or that like mini season between like Perfect Cell and Cell Games.
I mean, it would make sense from a marketing standpoint. Yes, we want to push the issues, just like Walking Dead. It's not zombie horde, zombie horde, zombie horde. It's, you know, continuation. You want to fill those gaps in between, just like like what's going on right now with Super is,
yeah,
it's what have we watched? 5 episodes and it's all dialogue. And even my keynotes that I've got on 5 episodes still isn't enough to like be like, dude, I want to keep watching this. But it eventually does get there to the point where we'll have a third guest on, our little fight expert that's a non-Dragon Ball Z normal watcher. But yeah, it's going back to its roots, though, where Dragon Ball Z, growing up, yeah, Goku's sitting there with the spirit bomb for like 5, 10 episodes, and it's like, come the fuck on. To now, it's like, or actually, I should say, Piccolo doing a special beam cannon, it'd take like 3 episodes. To charge up. If we go back to the Saiyan Saga, where now it's, he can flick his finger and it's done. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I get they're powerful, but it's still too much dialogue.
Like menacing grunts and pectoral muscles and deltoids being flexed. Just ad infinitum, just
unnecessarily.
Like they might as well just grumble into like a microphone exactly. for 40 minutes, and then they're just like, all right, Goku's gonna power up. I guess everyone else is going to go get tapas from a restaurant nearby. All right, that's the story broken. Everybody break.
Yeah, as soon as Goku starts powering up, Vegeta looks over at like Piccolo, like, hey man, I heard there's a Chili's.
He's like, I love their bottomless margaritas.
Ha 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 ha. It makes
don't
my
invite
skin
Dende.
So much
Dende
clearer.
Ruins everything.
Actually, speaking of which, did you hear about the latest Google hack that happened?
Wait,
it's not so much a hack. It is a
no. I haven't
Easter
heard
egg.
This.
Okay. I can actually do it for you in real time. I've got a Google Assistant right here. I'm going to try and scoot it. That's close enough. Hey, Google, go Super Saiyan. That just happened about 4 days ago that they updated it to do that.
That is
I don't know
cool.
why.
It took a long time for the nerds
cool.
at Google to catch up with, like...
It's kind of cool.
Dragon Ball fandom.
This is popular! Yet, Alexa is the one with the LED rings around it. So that should be the one that, like, glows yellow and red, you know what I'm saying? Like, but no, Google just...
All right. So is there anything else we wanted to touch on before we jump into the contents of these five episodes?
I think that about covers it because we're starting to lean into it. Speaking of so much unnecessary dialogue, I've got five episodes of notes and they're pretty
well,
much all
the
same.
Well, then it'll make it more fun to go through.
Under
so, I wrote hardly any notes because I remember everything that happened because not a whole lot of it, aside from some of the Beerus stuff that happens. Is really that noteworthy?
It really, really isn't, and I found myself like being repetitive, especially in episodes 4 and 5. We'll get to that in a bit, but
we can just start with
start
the
notes,
general
or
happen
should I?
Plots. So we pick up 7 months, as you said. We go back to Earth after the defeat of Majin Buu. Goku is working as a of all things a farmer.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, labor intensive, good for a Saiyan, but like,
well, it seems like whenever there's a dead end plot for something that's like, well, we have an antagonist. We just need something for the protagonist to do for like an episode or two. Like, if you mentioned The Walking Dead earlier, do you remember at the beginning of season 4 where Rick became like a farmer for like two episodes?
Yeah, and it's not in his nature. Like, case in point, I believe that's still episode 1, where Goku is farming on the tractor. He's plowing or cultivating, whatever. And hey, Goten, take the wheel while I train. Like, he's 7 years old. Like, you have to be GPS logic, like, super straight.
Even
when
in cartoons?
Or plowing, whatever. You have to be super. You have to be super straight. Yet here's Goten all over the place because dad's power impulses while training are throwing the fucking tractor off, and it's like, dude, it's yes, he did drive off a cliff. Thank you for the reminder. He did drive off one, and Goku's like one finger holding him up, like you've got to pay more attention when you're doing this. You've got to pay more attention to your 7 year old. You underrated parent.
I mean,
you
if there's anything that this reminded me about Goku is that everything that everyone says about him, from King Kai to Bulma to Vegeta to Videl, they're all right. He's an absent-minded buffoon who only cares about, like, getting ready to fight the next big thing or get more powerful or training. Like, yeah, he's an okay parent, but the plot wouldn't happen if he was actually consistently good at it. He's always got to be like that way of always wanting to look for the next big fight. Otherwise, the plot would be even slower than it is.
Yeah, but it's also like he's a Saiyan, so he's always got to train. And those traits do come out saying, like, I want the next biggest thing. I want the, you know, next big fight, things like that. But at the same token, it's like, dude, seriously? Do a job.
Yeah, be commit to society, actually, you know, being a farmer. But again, I don't remember seeing any farming. Like, I don't think it takes a lot of logic to think that farmers need a lot of materials to do their jobs. apart from the tractor, I don't think I saw any, like, he had anything to actual that actually had to do with farming other than that.
No, and he really didn't. Like, he was just driving a tractor, and it looked like he was just basically plowing, which he even didn't do that very well. Like I said, he let Goten do it. But episode one also is
who's the bad
introduction
guy,
to Lord Beerus and Whis.
Well, in the new show, the is called Beerus the Destroyer, not Beerus the I'm going to give you a high five after a meeting guy.
True, but in, like, I believe it's episode three or four where even King Kai says, you have the Overwatchers like King Kai and the Grand Kais who preserve life, whereas other gods, their sole purpose is to destroy. And, well, we're going to get to there anyway, but he even says he's been
after
awake
39
a
years. Does this mean that Goku is like 39
planets.
Years exactly, or like slightly under 39 years old?
I'm gonna do a quick Google search, but I do believe Goku.
Okay,
at
so
that time
he
is about
was
42,
awake when,
43?
But he asks like
somewhere around there.
I thought he was like 39 because he said he doesn't know that Frieza destroyed the planet Sand, does he? He was asking Whis about that.
Good point. He does bring that up later on and says that Planet Vegeta was destroyed by Frieza. He knew about it. So he had to be at, he had to take a nap.
Because he's a cat, everybody. Cats take naps.
Some point after, shortly after. Oh, yes, exactly. But he had to take his nap shortly after Planet Vegeta got destroyed by Frieza because, he knew who Frieza was. Two, he knew what he was capable of. Three, he knew that Planet Vegeta had been destroyed. And that when Whis was like, no, there's a handful of Saiyans living on a planet called Earth, he's like, wait, what? Like, he knew everything, but then it was just like, oh, yeah, screw it. That's one less planet. I'm going to take a nap. Now to find out, no, you got
a
handful
of
warrior races coming after your ass.
Yeah,
because
he has a dream in
crypto, just
hypersleep, whatever you want to call it, about there being this being that could rival his strength, that an oracle fish, yes, that's right, an oracle fish. Yeah.
The seer, yes.
Okay, you know what? They totally ripped off the fish from the Cat in the Hat for that seer fish or whatever the fuck that was. Like the one that's like, you should not be here. Go away, Cat in the Hat. You should not be here while their mother is out.
Yep.
That's really hard to tell.
Is it a
ripoff
or an homage?
It's really hard to tell.
Because it was, because they did praise, although in an attitude, they're like, see her, and then the hand came up to the well, and then the seer came down. It was like you're praising it, or maybe annoying the fuck out of it, I don't know. But also, what else happens in episode
Videl's
one? Let's see, boring crap, boring
Videl gets a gift from Gohan, Goten and Trunks that's like toilet, like they say it's toilet water, but it's like hot springs water. And then
because I'm actually staring at that note right here at the bottom of my page right here. Goten and Trunks go shopping for a gift for Videl's wedding anniversary for what they think is eau de toilette.
Trunks just thinks it
means
toilet water.
But they don't.
Yes.
Well, I mean, literally translate it, it still does. It means toilet water, but in the context of what you're using it, like you're standing somewhat near a toilet, you're going to freshen up. Like, but.
Yeah, Trunks fights a giant snake.
Like, what, seven? I know Trunks
is older. Mr. Satan wins 100 million Zenny for something. Mm-hmm. He gives it to Goku because he's like, yay, I don't have to farm anymore. Now I can fight.
Oh, no, What that was was yeah, that's the actual name of the first episode. The 100 million Zenny was because Goku defeated Majin Buu and saved the planet, and the reward for that tournament was 100 million Zenny. But that's the false reality. Everyone just remembers, because that was part of the Dragon Ball wishes, was everyone forget about Majin Buu. Except the people involved, and her, or Mr. Satan, like, made Majin Buu a pet, pretty much. And he's like, hey, I've got more than enough money in the world, and I already went to Vegeta, and he's married to the richest woman in the world, so he turned it down. Do you want 100 million Zenny? And they're like, and what, Goten looks at him and goes, how much is 100 million Zenny? He goes, 10 times more than what you think it is. He goes,
and he does. Money. He does. He's and then the for field. The first
Dad,
time
take the money.
Any time I've ever seen Chi-Chi, she's like, all right, Goku, you can go train. It's fine.
Literally, like, yeah, go train. I don't care. She does not give a shit. And so that kind of concludes the first episode where we have, major note about that, too. Okay, so King Kai's, to wrap up episode one, King Kai's planet's but roughly my eye measurement, 1/8 mile, like, diameter, yet he has a car, and he's taking a cruise.
He sure is.
Car on his little tiny planet. Motherfucker, you can run faster than that goddamn shit. It serves you right to have Goku show up and just... instant transmission.
I mean, what else does King Kai have to do other than be angry at Goku?
Get off your ass.
For eternity.
Actually, that's later answered because during the training or some such nonsense, King Kai's house gets destroyed, and he's like, can't you just, like, make it fix itself? He goes, well, what else am I supposed to do?
I forgot how funny King Kai, like was as a character. Until this.
Yeah, King Kai and...
And then there's, like, what's the name of the cricket thing?
And Gregory.
Yes, Gregory.
Gregory. Yeah, Gregory. And that leads us to episode 2, where I do believe Gregory's like, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, Vegeta,
up.
Bulma, and Trunks go on a family trip. Vegeta's not happy about it, but he promised Trunks in a flashback that he's like, all right, son, whenever this is over, we'll go on a family vacation. And then he is, and he's like, ugh. And then they eat stuff, and then Vegeta leaves and goes to go dodge lasers.
Oh, yeah, they order typical Saiyan fashion. Or I should say fighter fashion, because, hell, UFC, The Rock does the same thing, basically. You're calorie loading. So, like, Bulma orders the family a nice meal. Then it gets gradually bigger and bigger. And she's like, you got anything bigger? You got anything bigger? Over and over. And then till this huge, giant octopus, and Vegeta's chewing on a tentacle. He gets inked in the face. And Bulma's like, take a breath. And he held it together. I'll say that. He held it together for being the Prince of Saiyans and getting, like, a shit defense like that.
By a DJ.
He was asked on stage at the concert. Where he's like, yeah, he's like, come on, man, you're not smiling. Get up here. And it's like, he's like, then it starts realizing Kakarot's training and he's missing out. Like, 3 days is 3 years, you know? But yeah, he leaves, and where are we at with that?
Beerus goes to more planets where he tries their food, and if he's unimpressed by it, he destroys them. He goes to, like, a dinosaur planet, and then a giant dinosaur thing tries to fight him and loses, and then he destroys that planet. And he's like, oh yeah, that vision that I had, it was of a thing called a Super Saiyan God, I think. All right.
To rewind just a few seconds before that, though, I do want to point this quote out. When Vegeta takes off at that concert, He's not covered in ink. He's like all cleaned up and all that. Bulma quotes Vegeta as saying, "We should have," or what is this?
Yeah, I do remember.
We
that.
Should be glad he lasted this long. Isn't that every woman's quote? Like,
I don't know. I don't know many other people that have Vegeta's anger problems. I don't see how he and Bulma still work as a couple.
Oh yeah, some days I'm Vegeta. But then it goes into Lord Beerus is more introduced, irritable after years after waking up. That's the weird part.
39 years.
Like, we know he's been asleep. What would you? We established 39 years. 39 years. So this is. We says, "My lord, you're still grumpy after years after waking up." Never. Like in the first episode, it says 7 months after fucking Majin Buu, but then Beerus is like years. So there's a continuity error there. If you go back and watch it, it's kind of confusing. But yeah, it goes on to saying he had dreams of a strong galactic rival. Nap was 39 years. Now, the other thing in this episode that's kind of funny. If we go back to Dragon Ball Z, Goku on his way to fight Frieza on Namek.
Right.
He was training under 400 times gravity. Right? Okay. So Vegeta trained under 700, if I remember off the top of my head. He trained under 700 times gravity after Frieza to catch up to Goku because he went Super Saiyan after that. So he's like, well, if he did at 400, I could be stronger at 700. Yet we find him training at 150 times. Like, what are you doing?
Well, maybe
you started
he was
at 700, now you're at 150. Like,
maybe it was just the 7 months of atrophy of not training.
It may have been. I just thought that was an interesting thing to point out. The other thing is, who is this? Beerus is only after the Super Saiyan God because he is quoted as saying he is the only fighter to keep Beerus or keep me endlessly entertained. So it's not really a rival, it's more of an equal, wouldn't it be?
I wouldn't know equal. I'd still say Beerus to be amused by him and not scared of the Super Saiyan God. That means Beerus is confident enough to that he would still be able to defeat whatever Super Saiyan God is.
Well, as a rival, I mean, most movies, if we go back, a rival is someone who's like more equal that will put up the same fight.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem
would,
that scared
you know
of the
I mean?
Super Saiyan God.
So wouldn't that in? No, he's very welcoming of it. In fact, he's like no, like. Well, because everything out there, like you said, with the T-Rex reference, or that world, they wanted that meat because it was delicious, and he's like, oh, your species has the ability to transform into a combat mode. And he's like, pew, gone, done, right? Didn't even get his meat, but he welcomes this Super Saiyan God. Almost like a Saiyan welcomes another formidable challenger. But that kind of caps off episode
in
2.
In which a whole lot of nothing
3.
Happens.
Yeah, I maybe got
well, basically,
one
basically, it amounts
page
to
here.
All the Kais being like, man, that Beerus is awake and sure is dangerous. We shouldn't tell Goku about him. Oh no, Goku found out about him.
King Kai of all people, he's sitting there saying, don't tell him, don't tell him, don't tell him. The more you tell yourself that, the more you're gonna tell it, god damn it! Shut the fuck up! Don't even tell yourself shit! Shit! Slit your own throat. Stop it. Especially about something like Beerus. Like, it's better to slit your own throat for in front of somebody like Goku who's like, hey, the fucking most powerful
that's
being in the galaxy is coming here. You don't say that to Goku. It kind of was, actually.
Like, you just kind of... I can't...
Like a lazy Yoda. Except without the backward speech.
Most powerful Jedi you are. I've tried a good King Kai impression before.
King Kai is like what every person sounds like after drinking a whole night until 4 a.m. It's like you just get home and go, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to, hey, turn TV on. Like, everybody's got that speech at some point. Oh, interesting note there. Speaking of King Kai, he points out to Goku, they're all fucking dead. They're gods, and they're dead. King Kai, Bubbles, and Gregory, dead from Goku, instant transmissioning Cell to their world to save Earth. At the last second, when Cell was all self-destruct, blown up, he instant transmissioned them to their world, killing them, and he's getting... all of them are getting teased by the other deities. Haha, you're the only dead deity. And even Goku's like, I thought you couldn't die. And he goes, I didn't either!
Well, it's okay, because Bulma has all the Dragon Balls on her birthday cruise.
Which, let's see here. Really, my notes don't help.
Well, we didn't mention Whis, Beerus's like boyfriend slash butler slash
Nope, I got a good note on that one. Actually, good point. Whis actually admits, I can't remember if it's this one or the next one. I'm not gonna skip ahead in my notes to see. But Whis is actually the fast. He even says it. I am the fastest.
Right, and he cooks too, universe. I guess.
Because he cooks, but he's also a connoisseur. More of the pre-connoisseur.
And he's the only one who can have like witty banter Beerus. With like Beerus, he goes out without him being destroyed for disrespecting him.
Well, it's also, well, that's also because Whis is Beerus's handler. He's not his assistant. He's not anything else. He's his handler. And a handler has to be more powerful and or smarter than the person that's under their charge. Same with, like, when you're doing, like, CIA training, you think you're the shit, and you can go out and walk the streets and stalk someone. Somebody is watching you to make sure you don't, like, screw up even just dicking around. You got to have a handler. Like Liam Neeson in Taken, before he got out of the CIA, you think somebody wasn't watching him?
Well, obviously people watched him. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a Taken 2 or 3.
But they were watching him. Exactly. Same with Jason Bourne. Everybody's trying to put a handle on
him. Well, they didn't need
the
fourth Jason Bourne movie. That was a piece of shit.
No, the one with, oh God, what was his name? I later found out
he's gay, too. The actor or the
character? Too, and he loves it. The actor. He plays,
Jeremy Renner? He's not gay.
Hawkeye. Yeah, yes he is. Oh, yes he is. He is a big-time gay dude. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he loves playing it out. He is notorious.
I know he just got divorced
for going to,
not
yeah,
too long
Google,
ago.
Go ahead and Google that. He is notorious. Because he's gay. I mean, everyone can do whatever they want in their marriage, but still. No, he is notorious. I've got documented voice recordings of people going up on red carpet with this dude. And they're like, no, he will steal your girl because he is who he is. But he doesn't want her. It's just because he can. He's like, hey, I'm a big-time sexy actor. I suck dick, but I still want you. And then just dump her on the fucking gutter later.
I see that there's rumors
like,
about
just
it, but I don't see
can.
Him ever, like, talking about it. How did we get onto this?
Oh, hell, I don't know. It doesn't matter. All right, so episode 3, let's see where that goes. It's Bulma's birthday.
And everybody's invited. Out. Isn't this the one where we see Krillin and is it 17 or 18 that he's had a child with now? 18.
Chris, yeah, my partner always asks me about that. She's like, "Which one's the blonde one?" 18. And then like literally 2 seconds later, here's Krillin.
18! I love that they wished her to be like, human, but they couldn't give her a name other than the number that Giro gave her.
Oh, don't even bring up that son of a bitch's name. Not tonight. Oh my god, no. I'm gonna tell you all about it, okay? I've got Dragon Ball Z Kakarot on my Xbox. I've got that game. I was playing it. I binge watched all 5 of these episodes, and I started playing it while I had an hour to kill before you got on, and so I was playing that on my Xbox. It's been 3 months, and I can't get past Dr. Giro. He is, even on YouTube, he is labeled the most annoying villain, and I'm gonna quiz you on to why. Why is Giro more annoying than 17, 18, and 16?
Because he runs away. Let's see if you remember. Or he gets 20. He summons 20 to fight for him. Oh, well, who's the mime-looking one that Vegeta blows to smithereens? I thought 17 was the... Or is 19 the...
The little... No. Yeah, no, it's it's 19. 19. You're right. It's 19. That one wasn't that bad. Giro is worse for 3 different reasons, and I had to explain this to Chris because she's the fight expert on Super, but she doesn't know Dragon Ball Z that well. Giro still has the energy receptors in his palm. So he's got 3 different fight moves where he'll absorb, like if you shoot a special, you're only Piccolo when you fight him in the game. So if you shoot a special beam cannon and he's got like a dark purple aura around him, he's absorbing that and now you're boosting his health. Or he comes up behind you and like bear hugs you and puts his hand over your mouth and sucks your energy 5 times. Now you're down to no ki and you're out.
Wait,
5
you don't want an old man hug from behind all of a sudden?
Oh, if I wanted that, I would have voted
Biden.
Oh,
I did just because I wanted the old man hug. He needs to do that to Americans.
Like, sorry.
Sniff our collective air.
Oh. Part plus? No, it's Pantene Pro-V. Like, Jesus Christ. I will say this, though. Okay, I started watching. I need a beer for this one, but I'm going to still kind of fade. All right. So I started watching. I woke up the other morning. It was about 10 a.m., so I started watching the inauguration because, you know, it's on everything. I don't have cable, but I stream everything. So I'm watching, you know, the normal whatever the crap news is covering it, and then it gets close to the inauguration. I'm like, screw this. Well, I took a nap in between, like, 10 and 11:45, and then I wake up, and I'm like, okay, they're getting to the inauguration. So I pull up. Excuse me. Drink it, bros. So you got Ross Patterson and Anthony Holloway commentating with a screen in the middle of the live inauguration. Here's fucking Biden's hair in the back standing up. And Ross, who's an actor, producer, writer, director, he's like, wait, what was that fucking Bill Murray bowling movie? He looks like Ernie McCracken. He's like, and Anthony goes, it's fucking Kingpin, you dumbass. And he goes, yeah, Bill Murray and Kingpin with the comb over sticking up. And he keeps going on to talk about hard hairspray. It was hysterical. Like, the whole speech,
it was
I'm glad it was
short.
It was not short. But.
Well, I remember,
dude,
I just remember.
About 15 minutes an hour.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched.
It was so many.
I tried to watch both conventions because I was bored back in August, and I think Trump's like acceptance speech of the Republican nomination was like an hour and 45 minutes.
I still love the fact that like everyone's like, Trump won't leave office. Like, seriously, you're picturing him in one chair in the most secure building in the country, and you say, oh, he won't leave office. That motherfucker was gone at 6 a.m. Or 9.
Look, the only reason he would have stayed at the White House is if there was a golf club.
But I love.
And there wasn't, and he wanted to go golf.
Exactly, and especially like, yeah. I don't know, what, you're in Kentucky? That's right? Okay. Well, we're getting a, like, I don't want to say blizzard. Dude, it's like maybe 2 to 3 inches,
that's
which
not
you know
that bad
for
at all.
This area, Michigan. Ain't that bad. But it's the past 3 days have been 17 degrees, 37 degrees, 10 degrees. So all that underlying stuff is melting and reforming. So it's like ice on top of snow, on top of ice, on top of snow. And it's like, oh my God, I wanted a blizzard to go to the mountain and ride my snowboard, but not on ice because we got a hill that goes down our parking lot. And it's like, nope, if I want to go snowboard, I just rub my boot on that. And it's like, nope, that's ice. I don't want to fall. But
I was going to say,
so
how
anyway,
did we
back
get
to,
on
Dragon Ball Z?
You're right. Because episode
know,
3, nothing happens.
Matter.
They're just on the thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, exactly. There's, dude, I'm like, seriously, I've got 1.5 pages of notes, and then it just says end. After Beerus destroys
yeah,
eight
thanks,
worlds
King
in
Kai.
Half a day,
you really just summed
King
up
Kai.
What we just saw in the and last 3 episodes.
Yeah, like, dude, seriously. And then, like, it still goes on to, like, the 4th episode where King Kai is still, like, I get it, okay? One, the Saiyan race by itself is kind of, I'm going to say this in an offhand way, but autistic. They got one thing in mind. Train, kill. Train, kill. You're the fucking Marines of the goddamn galaxy. But how do you expect to unprogram that when a destroyer god is coming to your world and say, don't fight him. Don't fight him. Don't entice him. Don't say anything. You can't tell Goku, go in the fucking corner and shut the fuck up. It don't work. Because why? Huh? What? Little autistic motherfucker. He every fucking 20 seconds he's got a question. And Gregory's sitting there, shut up, shut up. Motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking shove myself down your throat. Shut up.
Oh, except for the real destroyer god who is Emperor Pilaf is back.
Okay, I maybe solve that, what's that called, canon? Or loop, or whatever. How the fuck does Pilaf come in? I mean, I've got a couple of Dragon Ball Z movies, all the Broly ones and all that, on Blu-ray, but I don't understand where Pilaf comes in. Like, I know the Garlic Jr. and all that, but Pilaf?
Yeah,
I,
has he even been on since Dragon Ball? Yeah, because he's looking for the Dragon Balls because
that's
we learn because
like,
Goten and Trunks are all mischievous. They're like, "Let's mom gotta do the gifts," and then they go in and they're like, "Oh, the Dragon Balls! Look, that's my best Trunks. It's not very good." I know.
That was horrible. Very.
Goten, what should we get from the store?
Like, are you a cyber? That's. Why is more of a Cyberman? Like, if you added some reverb to that, you might pull off Cell. in the first
go ten. No, I've been smoking since 7 a.m. Do you want to join me? Go ten. I'm 7 years old. I'm 7 packs a day. God damn it! It's been 10 years. Fused.
I've got a lot of American spirit, if you know what I mean. Go ten. Those are cigarettes. Do you want one?
I got that native spirit up in me. It's been 10
and by
years,
spirit, I mean lung cancer.
Come on, give me a lung, goddammit.
But yeah, even episode 4 is still
because the
Pilaf bullshit.
Gang, as like, always, they're just like, hey. I felt like whoever wrote this was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool because the Dragon Balls are here? What if we had that wacky guy from a few series ago looking for the Dragon Balls, but they're poor and hungry?
That has no continuity. It has no continuity. If you go from Dragon Ball Z like I did, where, or even like the recap did on episode 1, it goes from Super Saiyan 3 Goku fighting Majin Buu to here's Pilaf. Who the fuck is he? Like, there's
do you not respect
there.
The might of Emperor Pilaf? He's an emperor. Like,
but as always, here's a good point. And this was quite predictable. I even called this. Okay, so Bulma rents out a whole cruise ship, which, let's say, on ballpark, how many Dragon Ball Z characters are there? Let's say 18.
You mean main cast or like
just
the
for
entire
argument's
ensemble?
Sake, and you're going to rent out a whole cruise. Well, let's not go whole.
If I have to mention Yamcha.
Talk about defeated villains of Dragon Ball. Yamcha! Dude, you can't mention him. I can't even Google Yamcha without seeing, like, Yamcha dying. What do you call those? GIFs? Whatever? It's just over and over. Yamcha dying and dying.
Because
well, Yamcha
is
like,
just
you
so
know,
terrible.
You can count on. But he is. And even, like, when okay, well, let's point out the obvious here, or key points there. Goku is on King Kai's world during Bulma's birthday. Vegeta's in the hyperbolic time
capsule
chamber.
Corp. When you need to train 100 times plus gravity,
exactly.
Capsule Corp is the choice for you if you want to take on destroyer gods. New rental space available starting at $599.99 a month. Please see store for more details.
Yeah. We don't want to get sued by Hans Zimmer going $5.99.
No, we have to be. We need a doodle a doot doo in the middle of that so that it doesn't sound the same.
Yep. Exactly. But he'd be the composer that he is. He'd be like, oh no, you took an A sharp and made an A flat.
I mean, if he accused me of that, I'd be like,
tune.
I don't know the difference between those two things. Yeah, I'm like, hey, Hans Zimmer, do you want to hear my Trunks?
I don't think I want to be sued. Got that?
And he's like, dear God, that's horrible. All right, fine, I won't sue you.
Thanks, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, so episode 4, still just dialogue.
Beerus and Whis road
okay,
trip
so,
to King Kai's planet. They're like, let's
chance.
Just go talk to Goku. And they're like, will you bring a sandwich? Of course. Travel.
Oh, I've got notes about that. There was, they talked about the travel to King Kai, the North Kai's world. The duration of time, and Beerus is like, how long is that going to take? And he goes, oh yeah, that plays into that. Beerus looks at Weiss and he says, how long is that going to take? And he says, like, 23 minutes and 44 seconds. And he says, I'm paraphrasing here, but he goes, well, that's
the average length
of an anime episode. Which, it is a fucking dead indication he is not going to get there for at least two episodes. And he still has it, because he even said, pack a lunch. I'm going to get hungry. So now you're taking like 24 minutes and you're going to double that. Let's say another 10 minutes it takes to eat. At least it takes me 10 minutes to eat ramen. So they're sitting in space for another 10 minutes. So there's another episode and a half with small dialogue. So we're not going to see them till episode 6.
Yeah, I did but like that. It was like, oh, they showed up faster than I thought they
would.
But
it's still not that good. Yeah, it's not like like you stated earlier, Goku with the spirit bomb on planet Namek for like four.
Next time
five,
on Dragon Ball
seven,
Z, the same
episodes,
thing.
And he's holding it. I was just going to do, next time on Dragon Ball Z, you're going to see the same goddamn thing. With more talking. But it's, okay, so to recap, or not recap, but like to summarize, this is slow as shit so far. But it's only been five episodes.
It's slow,
so
but Whis is fast.
You got to get that Tarantino build. Yeah. That's the other thing. As I drop my notes. But it is pointed out when in episode 4 or 5 that Goku fights Beerus and he goes to Super Saiyan 3. It is pointed out, like, kind of an Easter egg if you pay attention, and I did because this is like the fourth or fifth time I've seen this. Goku points out himself, my legs dodged on their own. And then it cuts to Beerus where he goes, well, he's hiding something that he's not talking, like, not acknowledging, you know what I mean? So there's a hint to Super Saiyan God. Or, I'm sorry.
I don't
Autonomous
know what that
Ultra
is.
Instinct.
Well, I know what that is later.
Oh, yes, you will. You will. Actually, if you can look, you
see
that silver hair Goku behind my head?
Your video's not on.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, well, I've got a, I'll heat my head up because if you can't see me or you can, there are spoilers right behind my head. Whoop, there's Shenron, Jiren, and Autonomous Ultra Instinct Goku. But we're gonna, dude, that's like 10 episodes further, and like I said, when we get into the fighting, we're gonna have a fight commentator, because to my partner, she, that's her thing, days off or when she don't gotta go to work till 3 or 5 the next afternoon, she's drinking and she's watching Dragon Ball Super fight scenes. The tournament, dude, we'll get to that, but her, she
that's fine.
Will probably be intoxicated when I have her, because he kicked his fucking ass and shit.
Does Emperor Pilaf win?
Which is only going to make it better.
Why? I thought he was the
Pilaf
Emperor.
Pilaf is not in it, actually. No, oh, hell no. He is weak as shit.
But he was so strong back in Dragon Ball. Oh, that's
right.
That
was Garlic.
Before he got thrown into the dead zone.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying, like, okay, I know there was Garlic. Then there was Garlic Jr. But I've watched almost all the movies of Dragon Ball Z, and I don't see any mention of Pilaf. So how do we go from, like, what do you call that? What is garlic? Like a vegetable? Because pilaf is a rice medley.
Yes, garlic is a vegetable.
And I understand. I do understand that most Dragon Ball things. Okay. I do understand that most things in Dragon Ball are vegetable related. Now, if you look at Vegeta,
Kakarot,
like
carrot.
Similar sound. Carrot.
Krillin?
Garlic. Pretty easy. Piccolo, well, that's a... he's not as...
Trunks are... I thought was always just like, hey, look, I've got pants.
Bro, or... yeah,
Free,
Bardock and Broly,
Cooler,
I can't really
Frieza, King Cold.
Yeah, there's a theme there. Yep, there's a theme there. Like, basically refrigerators. No, there's a theme to everything. God, I can't remember the theory. But we'll break that down probably next episode. So what are we going to cover next one?
Well, we don't have much to get to.
Minutes
oh, one thing
right
I do want to mention is that I do like that they tie Beerus into, like, the mythos of Dragon Ball Z. Like, the... what is it? Old Supreme Kai? The older one who... he says that Beerus was the one who locked him in the Z-Sword. Elder Kai, yeah.
Elder
yeah.
Kai.
Which I remember from Dragon Ball
Elder
Z, which
Kai.
Is how
yep.
Gohan
yep. Yep.
unlocked his
good
inner...
quote.
Something before he fought Evil Buu after he absorbed Goku. I think is how that went. It is.
That
I just remember that
to me.
Gohan gets the Z sword in the Evil Buu saga, and then the Elder Kai trains him to unlock some sort of inner strength or some shit. And then he's like, all right, now I can take on Buu. And then he loses and gets absorbed. And that's when Vegeta and Goku have to... Goku gets out of him somehow. And then they fuse together into Vegito, not Dorito, but Vegito, which is a thing. And then they go and they get absorbed and then explode him into Kid Buu, Spirit Bomb, goodbye, end of DBZ. Anyway, that's probably the shortest synopsis that I could probably think of. But episode 5 has Goku attempting to not hide on the planet while Beerus and Whis are there, and they're like, oh, hello, Kai, how long has it been? And he said, he's like counting, he's like, oh, nah, 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 nah. And he's like, it's been 397 years.
Yeah, and that... it's going to take some... it's probably going to take some background research from both of us on the next episode or in between there to figure out the continuity that doesn't make sense. Like, how... one, I could Google this right now, but I just don't want to because it's more content for later. But how old is Goku, number one? Because if Beerus has been sleeping for 39, like I had stated before, Beerus has been sleeping for 39 years, but he knows about Planet Vegeta being blown up, and he knew about Frieza before. He even says that evil bastard Frieza. So he well knew who he was, but as a destroyer god, he's not going after him. So it's kind of like...
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one... it's one of those most searched questions on Google. How old is Goku in Dragon Ball? Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Super, all those endless sagas. It's just one of them things.
Yeah, how old... I was going
same
to say,
Gohan.
Like, Gohan... we don't need to go into Gohan. We can talk about Gohan later, because we should probably... Episode 5.
The only thing, yeah, the only thing I could say about Gohan that is confirmed is I know he was 7
when, yeah, when
Piccolo
he used to transform
him.
Into the Saiyan ape.
He was 4. That was 4. He was 4 years old when that happened. 4 or 5. It was that like weird 6 months there. He was 4 or 5, 6 months old when he had the tail. and Piccolo started training him. But when he started wearing the purple, like Piccolo, he was 7. I know.
Now
that.
He's going to be an academic.
Yeah, and it's still one of them things. How old is he to be a scholar like that with
Chi-Chi teaching him
the way she wanted? Yeah, pretty much. He have
I always
to
thought
be
he was
like
older than that because in Great Salmon, 24. It's been a lot of years. We'll have to look that up. That's a good question.
So there's a good another, good topic for another
all right, so
episode there.
Goku challenges Beerus to fight.
But
he
goes
through Super Saiyan 1, 2, and 3, because I guess he knew that he said that he can only stay in Super Saiyan 3 mm-hmm. for a super certain amount of time, so maybe he just, like, I just don't think he fucking listens. When King Kai's like, yeah, he's super powerful. Because if he really believed him, he would have started at Super Saiyan 3 and not gone 1, ha ha ha. Oh, 2, ha ha ha. 3, ha ha. Aw. He would have just started at 3 if he felt like he had to use everything.
I can't really attest to that without giving too many spoilers. I will say this. There are other Saiyans.
Like,
they're gonna come into play later on.
He could be a Saiyan. Maybe that's why he Saiyans. Showed back up. Maybe he'll wish to be one.
No. I mean, like, real Saiyans that are like very.
Are you bad mouthing
my
new favorite character,
and,
Kevin?
Goku still
Pilaf.
Oh no! I got a Garlic Jr. I got a Garlic Jr. somewhere. In a tub at my parents' house. I shave a little piece off here and there for my pastas. Pilaf, I keep him for when I make ramen. I take a different shredder for that one. I will say this. There's more Saiyans coming. It gets a lot more intense. The dialogue is about to stop. Things are about to get more interesting. And hence why we're going to have a third host,
person,
co-host, commentator, whatever you want to say.
In this corner, we
exactly,
have...
Exactly. Fight commentator. We got to do that for the intro for her. We're talking about the episode, like the dialogues. I'm like, in this corner, we got our fight commentator for the evening. We've
versus
got Goku
Pilaf.
Versus
Pilaf
Beerus.
Is in
what
the
do you
upper
have to
hand.
Say?
He's going to win it. Well, he should.
Pilaf's not in it, though.
I know, but if he gets the Dragon Balls, he
Pilaf's
can wish to not
bitch.
Be a little bitch anymore.
That's the funny thing. Is like, okay, so good throwback. Episode 5. So the grand prize for the bingo for Bulma's birthday, it was in a cylinder.
Yeah, some sort of security
like locked cylinder,
like
right? And it's like Dragon Balls. It's the Dragon Balls. Because here you got a mansion and what looks like a Ferrari off on the left. You got a goddamn ultra off-road vehicle there on the right. And it's like, okay, so that's not the grand
prize. I thought the
prize.
Grand prize would be the friends that they
it's
made along
Dragon
the way.
Balls. And yep. Yeah. Speaking of friends, I will say this. If anyone's out there listening, watching, whatever, and curious about how close Goku and Bulma are...
Yeah, because...
just pull up the old YouTubes and type in, Goku is perverted. Because there's quite a few times in Dragon Ball where he's like looking up her skirt and he's like doing a Crocodile Dundee. He's like, she got no balls. And it's like, what the fuck?
Oh, and the conversation on King Kai's planet between Goku and Beerus is, hey, you ever heard of a Super Saiyan God? Nope. Okay, thanks. I guess we'll go talk to Vegeta. King Kai's like, oh, hey, Vegeta, heads up. Don't piss off this guy or he'll destroy Earth. And Vegeta's like, okay.
Yeah, and it's like I said, the same thing of, like, the more you ignore that Goku is there, the more he's going to speak up, the more Gregory's little tiny cricket hand is trying to go over his mouth, like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, what does he mean he can't be defeated? Like, you're piquing every fucking one of Goku's interest. King Kai, you may as well just instant transmission to somewhere else. Go on Snake Way and run that before Goku figures it out, because by the time you get back to your own planet, Goku's going to be
like, say
exactly,
I shouldn't
like
have
that done
too.
That. Yeah, he'd be like, well, oh,
is there
I got
a buffet
bump.
Around
I
here that I could
him.
Eat
like, no
a bunch of stuff
shit.
At? No, I guess I'll go back to Earth and Chi-Chi can make me some stuff. Boy, howdy.
Oh, my God, I'm not going to spoil it, but you just
Chi-Chi makes
hit
Goku
on
food?
A spoiler.
Is that a spoiler? Ugh.
No, 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 no. I'll say, I can say this without spoiling too much. Bulma keeps enticing Whis and Beerus to come back to Earth with food. Like, basic stuff, dude. I'm talking basic. And they're like, this is delicious. What do you mean it takes 2 minutes to make? And she's like, it just does. That's, dude, there's times, I'll say this, from seeing so far into the seasons of Dragon Ball Super, there's times where it's like, okay, put yourself in the Frieza saga, all right? The last minutes where, like, everyone's dying and Goku's still traveling there. And it's like, you need him there right now. Here's Bulma with a plate of fucking food. Whis, Beerus, come here now! And she's doing it for, like, 2 episodes. And then they show up, and here's Beerus like, what do you want? And he goes, she's like, that explosion over there. Handle that. And he goes, fine. And he's, pew. Over some food. But that's the downfall. To any
I mean,
good civilization
that's why
is the food.
Rome fell. The food.
We got spaghetti.
We've got
pizza?
We're
still good. We got lasagna.
Are you
the American
thin crust man the world wants
version.
To know?
Actually, I am a stuffed crust.
Ah.
Thin crust man. And side note, yes, that has been an order a few times when I was a manager at Little Caesars. People called in, can I get a stuffed crust, thin crust? You want to fucking make it? Because our thin crust is pre-laid out. Like, it is what it is. If you try and roll it, it's going to break. If you want to come in here and roll out a fucking bread dough, make it thin crust and then roll your own fucking stuff, be more than happy,
like,
to let
that's
you.
It,
but
I'm
it's going
to
be about $42. Yeah. It's like, I've hung up on people. Prank calling in. Can I get a stuffed crust and crust? Fuck you.
Can I get some Earth's crust?
Like, motherfucker. Can I get a gluten-free pizza? Fuck you.
Yeah, you can, but not here. Goodbye.
Can I get a carb-free beer?
A carb-free
what the
beer?
Fuck are you talking to?
What?
That's my sister-in-law.
But it's beer.
Tell me about it. I try to argue this stuff with her. I'm like, your husband is a fitness major. You cannot have a carb-free beer. She goes, they make it in Switzerland.
Is it still really beer, though?
Kay! No! It is. It's like, okay, how about I drink a Bud Light and piss in your mouth at that point? You want a car-free beer. I'm just saying, but. No, I'm just going to say this, though. Dragon Ball Super, without too many spoilers, the third commentator, when we get her in for the upcoming, I can say this. It's not a spoiler. There's a tournament, and Hercule is not in it.
What, you don't like
his voice? Thank fucking God!
All the time, every time?
He's only lucky because the last wish is always nothing happened. Make the human
race forget.
Well,
then there was the time that he bribed 18 and it's like, to throw the tournament to him.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, well, not all what I'm saying, but there is a... do I want to say galactic or universal? I'll see Universal Tournament coming up. Hercule is not in it. There are more Saiyans coming. Definitely not what you think. Matter of fact, I got one right there. You can't see it on my webcam, but I'm recording this anyway. But I've got a Super Saiyan Fusion that's coming. That's not Vegeta and Goku. Dude, yeah, it's going to get better. This is not Dragon Ball Z. This is the preamble of Dragon Ball Z's like runoff of the dialogue. It's just going to get better and better and
better.
I'm
excited for that.
It's
going to
be action, action, action. Oh, yes. And like I said, we're going to have a third host on this show. And she's going to be the one like, he fucked him up. And like, how did he do that? He hit him so hard. Okay, good. Who was it? It was Jiren. He's a motherfucker. Like, okay. But it's going to be funny. It's going to be good.
And relative, because hopefully that's the name of the show.
Yep, Relative Rewind. Speaking of that, how is... Well, we can say this because it plays into the pun. How is your brother working on that?
I told him about the design specifics, but he's very lazy. He barely even edits the... I edit the episodes of the other podcast that I do, the Catastrophe Section, a bad movie podcast. Go check it out, everybody, wherever you listen to podcasts. But I edit them,
nice,
and then he has the SoundCloud RSS feed linked to his personal account. So he listens to them and then puts them up. We have an episode, two episodes banked from a year ago that he still hasn't put up. So this is a name and shame on him. God damn you, Aaron. Upload those.
And you're fucking, you're my relative. I don't think I won't come after
He's
you.
He's not,
where
but
you at,
that's
Utah?
Beside the...
You're Mormon? Okay, well, hey, there's nothing wrong with having like 6, 7, 10, 12 wives, okay? If you can deal
I
with
max
that much
out
drama,
at zero.
Oh my God, you're a saint. And you deserve to get to heaven. Yeah, dude, this don't mean nothing. I'm just saying. You can't see it, but I'm showing my ring. It don't mean nothing, like... I'll deal with you the rest of my life, but I don't want to hear you bitching the rest of my life, okay? Because this ring can come off, and I don't...
Well, the way
shit.
To resolve this is with a carb-free beer brought to you by Switzerland. New Swiss carb-free beer. Try it and wonder, is it still a beer? Find out and buy a whole pack at supermarkets near you.
Not to mention our other sponsor, Nuka Cola. It's a great cola with a hell of a kick. Is it radioactive?
Ding.
Take a sip and find out.
All right, well, that's all I got for the first five episodes. You got anything else you want to touch on before we stick the landing for this episode?
No, I think that's about it. We're at hour 13. I've got some editing to do, hopefully not too much. But yeah, the I will say this though, the next couple episodes will be more fast paced. We will be doing them episode by episode.
So did you want to take on the episodes five at a time? Because I kind of like that.
What I'm saying is we're not going to need to. They're going to be so fast paced from now on.
Okay, so we'll do three at a time. Four or three. Coming up.
We may do two to three. We may do three to four, depending on what's going on. Especially with a third commentator, we don't know yet. Because some of these fights do drag on pretty long, and they are very, very good fights. So we may want to talk about, like, shot-for-shot analysis. Like, why did he go for the head when his fucking kidney was open? You know, stuff like that. But they are going to get faster. I would say probably two to three episodes from right now on. Now that we're killing the dialogue. So, look forward to it now. And then we're going to be on
The Catastrophe.
Well, go ahead and
section.
Plug your other podcast.
Go check it out.
And then I'm a part of the Wild Wasteland podcast where we, well, we talk about anything, whether it's archery, daily life as a student, or just whatever.
Or bondage porno,
like,
you know, whatever.
We're living in the Wild Wasteland. I could
I just need
about 10 episodes for me to cover that, okay?
I'm not trying to explain
it.
You said that we'd talk about it as if we're familiar with it.
Nah, like intricate knot for knot and like buckle for buckle, like when you should go tight, when you should
and
go
then you
loose.
Can see that the sailor's
but,
knot.
But yeah, that's a whole
the
separate
left part of
issue.
The clavicle is very taut. Over the pectoral muscle. You can see the writhing in that particular muscle spasm is going to lead to a more accelerated rate of orgasm. If we pan down to the erogenous zone below the ribs, then you can clearly see that the kidney is also starting to undulate wildly. And that is why we review porno in a soft radio voice. Frame by frame and inch by inch.
We prefer your pornos be shot in 240 frames per second so we can go through
240
more frame by frame
frames per
in a more
second.
Intricate and delicate voice. Oh my god, don't even get me started on frames per second. I'm having a fucking bitch of a time with my fucking cameras and snowboarding. It's horrible. But anyway, all right. So let's wrap
it's
this
been.
Up. It's been quite a good time. We'll catch you again. It's been one hell of a good time. And we're hitting talk about Dragon Ball Z and
yeah,
Super sometimes.
I usually just
Vegeta.
Go with the Yats Ban because I can't remember the time. Lyrics of that song.
Oh, God. I need to add in, like, I've got a second input on my audio interface. I should definitely add in, like, some soundboard stuff for next time. Like, how it is with, hey, Google, go Super Saiyan. Google, hey, Google, go Super Saiyan. Oh, she's shy. She ain't doing it. But... No, we need some stuff like that, like Piccolo, like constipated and all that stuff for next time. But we're learning as we go. But first five episodes of Dragon Ball Super, they're boring. Skip them.
Or just listen just to this
watch recaps
and be entertained and learn like about carb-free beer brought to you from Switzerland.
Exactly. We're sponsored by carb-free beer and left-handed cigarettes.
Wait,
if you can find them, good God,
cigarette?
You've got the key to our immortality.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a lefty.
They have left-handed scissors.
But a left-handed cigarette isn't useful. Left-handed scissors
well,
are useful.
Find a left-handed cigarette. Yeah, but left-handed cigarettes are 20 cents on the dollar.
A long time ago. Oh.
No, it's like 80% decrease. So.
Are they in demand?
Yeah. Find some left-handed cigarettes, people. Yes. Actually, one-third of the population is without the supply. And they're about to storm the warehouses the same way the Capitol building was. There's no National Guard there, just Air Force. So just walk on by, people.
I'll look it up, okay, and it'll be like I'm in Shawshank, just like, hey, you want to buy some lefties?
Exactly, 22 cents.
That's my problem.
Not a dollar. And they're like, why won't it light? It's in my right hand. Why won't it light? Because it's a left
hand. Put it in your left
like,
hand.
Bitch.
Then it's a left hand cigarette. Cents?
You got to make sure to throw it out off to your left hand either, because if you throw it off to your right, it's going to cause a forest fire. All right, folks. We're going to have a good night.
See
here.
You again soon.
And thanks for joining us. Please. See, yeah, because
oh, DB Super
is
available on Hulu,
and make it
which
happen.
Is where I watched it.
I watch my.
You watch it there
on,
too. That, I think that's the official site that does it, the dubs and stuff.
Yep, Funimation. The Funimation app is free to download. Hulu is free to download too. You know, well, you got to pay for the account, but they only have limited seasons, so be careful about that. Funimation keeps flowing. Although they don't have the two newest seasons, which we're not even going to touch on yet because, dude, you're talking some crazy-ass shit. We're not there yet. But we're going to get there in the next couple episodes. Like I said, stay tuned. This is just the dialogue one, and everything from now on is going to be more battle-oriented.
The British are coming. And by British, I mean the tournament.
Well, it's more of a Brexit kind of fight, I would say. Scotland at the borders yelling, "Freedom!" Kind of more intensity there. But, yeah. All right, folks. So, this is, fuck,
can we call it instead? Fuck, what's the name of this?
I don't know. What are we doing? This is the, fuck, what's the name of this episode?
Relative
Podcast
Rewind.
Stay tuned
Dragon
for
Ball
this.
Super.
There we go. Thank you. So
Dragon
much.
Ball
Relative
Super.
Relative Rewind. Dragon Ball Super Edition.
And this is Cameron
and
saying.
And this is Kevin saying good night.
Goodbye.